everyone, and welcome back to the Fear of the Walking Dead podcast by The Verdicts In. I'm your host, Nicole.
And I'm Gary.
And today we are doing our instant cast for season one of Fear of the Walking Dead, episode two, So Close Yet So Far. We just finished watching maybe 10 minutes ago, just came off, and we were like, well, Gary was like, let's do an instant cast because we actually will not get Walking Dead again for another 2 weeks due to the Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, two whole weeks.
I know. At first, I was just about to tweet. I was like, what the fuck? Why are they waiting 2 weeks? You know, the show just started. And then I was like, oh, before I tweeted, I was like, oh, it is Labor Day. Calm down.
But still, it's too soon for that.
It is too soon.
They should have started it or planned
either,
a little better.
Yeah, they should have planned a little better. Either start it after Labor Day or just fuck it. Just show it on Labor Day weekend. It's not right. Like people can't watch TV because it's Labor Day weekend. Yeah. I, you know, but...
In fact, that's the best time. The best time to watch is when people are on vacation.
People on vacation, they have a 3-day weekend. Come on, nothing better than to watch a little Fear of the Walking Dead on your Sunday.
Right,
because you don't even have to go to work Monday.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, so what you think about the show?
It was good. It was good, actually. Like, Gary's like, let's do an instant cast. And I was like, eh. He's like, why not? I was like, eh. It was good, but it wasn't just so good to where, like, I think of my instant cast where I just want to get on there and go, oh my gosh, that was effing awesome, and I can't wait till the next episode. And it was not bad. It was just like, okay. Like, I guess they're still at that beginning stages, so it's just, it was just okay.
Me personally, I thought it was awesome. I thought it was a brilliant put together, as well put together.
Okay. Okay. I mean, I
like it was like the perfect blend for me.
Okay.
You know, it was real exciting, heartbreaking.
What was heartbreaking?
I mean, we saw
Matt dying.
Yeah, we saw Matt dying. He got bit. He don't know what's going on.
Yeah, or does he? Because he kind of like let Alicia go. So
I mean, he knows it's not right.
Right.
You know how you feel, but I don't think that he actually knows what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is new to them. I mean, we know what's going on.
Right.
I know Matt's about to die.
Yeah, yeah. And now that the family has separated, which is the worst thing you can do. Travis is one place. Madison was somewhere almost the whole episode, and they were all separated. And at least now Madison's back with her kids. And Travis, technically, he is with his family. But we'll see if they're able to meet up. Because the zombie apocalypse, you know, you go to the store, you may not come back. You know?
You know, one thing I noticed about Travis is last episode, we saw that, you know, he was like the perfect guy. You know, him and his new girlfriend and her family, he's talking nicely to him soft. But we see he don't have the same relationship with his wife or his ex-wife.
Well, I wouldn't say he doesn't have the same relationship. He was being nice with her. It was her that was saying, you're not supposed to be here. We have rules. You know, we need to follow this regimen. So I think that was where the whole, you know.
Well, just the phone conversation before he got there was a little off.
Well, shit has just got real. He just saw his stepson or soon-to-be stepson kill his childhood friend. I mean, there's no time for pleasantries. And actually, that's what kept pissing me off. Like, them being nice and gentle to Alicia. Come on, Alicia. Like, don't go near him. And she still went, you need to yank Alicia by her neck and tell her, come on. I'm like, what the fuck? No time to be gentle with her. Not saying, like, hurt the girl.
Yeah, they say they're hugging each other.
Yes, hugging. Like, come on, you know what's wrong with him. Why are you letting your daughter hug him?
Yeah, well, Alicia's boyfriend just drooling at the
mouth. His mouth had all that white stuff on it. Ew, just for that alone. Like, don't have her near him. So that was pissing me off. Like, Alicia, Madison was pissing me off. She running up to the principal.
To Artie.
Artie, okay? If Artie ain't talking, he's not okay. Man, walk away.
Yeah, Artie done walked into a door a second ago.
Yeah, exactly. He walked in. He's standing there. Ugh, you already saw Calvin. Come on, Madison. And then why'd you let him get that close to you? Every step he took closer to her, she should have took back.
Yeah.
You know, she almost got Tobias killed. If I was Tobias, I would have slapped the shit out of her after that.
And like, Tobias was saying, no, let's go.
Yeah, he said, let's go.
This ain't right.
Because I think that something similar happened on The Walking Dead. Well, kind of Andrea, like I think back in season two. Remember when she almost got killed in the trailer and she was pissed off at Dale?
Right.
And her reason was because she would have been dead technically already before almost getting killed by those walkers. Because remember, she in season one, season finale, she wanted to die at the CDC and Dale kind of stopped her.
Yeah.
And she was pissed off at Dale. Like, damn, I almost got killed by walkers. And that wouldn't have happened if you would have let me commit suicide. So I kind of felt like Tobias should at least cuss her ass out because She almost got it. She, her stupid stupidity almost got him killed.
Almost got him killed, right? Right.
In a gruesome way.
But really, Tobias almost got himself killed for coming there in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, and then damn. With that little knife. Yeah. Why go all the way to the school to ask for your little knife back?
Yeah, it was not like you had a butter knife at home?
It was not like it was Michonne's, you know, whatever her sword is. Like, you went all the way back to your school to for a butter knife? So like, that was
come
weird.
On, man. You got more knives at home.
Right, right.
You know, yeah, they just put that scene in there, but that's cool. Yeah. It was still exciting.
Nah, I mean, the episode, I like the show. I'm into it. It's just, I wasn't like, when the show was over, I wasn't going, oh my gosh, I was so good. I can't wait to happen next week. But yeah. In a way, I kind of am. I am kind of curious. Like, oh, I wish, I'm kind of upset that they're taking
it. See, they
had
so many high notes in this show that mm-hmm. I wish they would have ended it on one of those high notes.
Okay.
Like, they could have ended it in school.
Yeah.
They could have just moved that scene to the back. But, I mean, probably would have, well, they were separated anyway. So, they could have moved that scene.
Yeah, that's true.
So, they could have ended it on that high note. But, you know, I think Johnny Depp, young Johnny Depp, did his thing again.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had an impressive performance once again.
Right. That whole withdrawal, throwing up, I was like, ew. But I've never seen anyone, technically, surprisingly, I've never seen anyone get withdrawals from drugs or whatever.
Right.
But from what I hear, it's hard. It hurts really bad. Like, it's a real painful experience.
Yeah, but you noticed that when his mother came back like 2 hours later, he was cool. You know, yeah, he was up like, oh, I'm feeling better now, Mom.
Well, he plays a junkie. Oh, some people say not to use the word junkie. But he plays, I was like, damn, we're using the word crackhead. What's worse? But he plays a junkie, addict, whatever you want to call it. He plays one pretty good because when his mom brought him the medicine, or technically the prescription drugs.
Yeah.
He start cracking it up. He's like, what are we going to do after this? Like, damn, you're not even ashamed. You taking this in front of your mom. Like, you know why you're taking it. Your whole family knows. There's no embarrassment to you right now.
I'm like, he don't care.
Yeah, he did not care. So that was cool.
Well, you know, I guess he did care because he tried to throw the little blame off somewhere else.
What he did? Oh, yeah. He's all whispering, Alicia, she tried to leave. Like, dude, you sitting here taking drugs in front of me. Like, who cares but Alicia? Well, at the same time, I am glad Alicia did not leave. I even tweeted saying that his seizure was probably the best thing that ever happened to her.
Right, because there's no telling what happened when she went back.
Matt would have probably turned by now.
Probably already turned.
Yep. And actually, when Travis left Matt's room, I was like, close the door behind you, because, you know, the walker, he wouldn't have been able to get through the door easily. He would have to break it down.
Or he would have just been standing
there.
Or
he would have been stuck there for years and years to come.
Years until he heard somebody.
Yeah.
We know how it go.
Yeah.
We didn't kill walkers in the past.
We got 5 seasons of Walking Dead to know. You know, we're Walking Dead experts now.
We're experts.
Yeah. But I liked it. I did like it.
Yeah, it sounds like you enjoyed it.
I know. Like, sometimes you think you're like, I didn't really enjoy it. And then afterwards you start talking about it and you're like, oh, yeah, I guess it was pretty damn good.
Yeah, it was pretty damn dope.
The riots, I did not miss the irony there with the whole police and stuff like that. And they're like, you can't do this. Yeah. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Is this really TV show or is this the news? Because it looks so similar to, you know, to all the protests that's been going on in real life. So I was like, that was cool. It was just, you know.
And you saw they showed, like, the overview of L.A. and you saw the traffic and everything.
Yes.
And I was like, man, it's like any ordinary day.
Yeah, that's like Atlanta traffic every day when I drive.
Yeah, that's Atlanta traffic. But when we were out in L.A., you know, we were stuck in traffic.
Yeah. Yeah, we were. I mean, it's probably not that bad because they literally weren't moving for miles and miles in, which actually makes you think, like, I can't help but think of what would I do if this kind of happened in real life, which is probably impossible. More than likely, 99.9% impossible of happening. Or at least we like to believe so. But the zombie apocalypse is impossible of happening. But let's just think of, like, Ebola. You know, that came out. People were kind of scared of that.
Yeah.
So think of something serious happening here where you feel you need to leave. I would never get on the freeway. Like, you better get to the residential areas, get to the side streets, because clearly everybody's going to be on the freeway and you're just going to be sitting there pissed off.
Yeah, we've seen this in, like, Walking Dead. What is it? World War Z?
Mm-hmm.
What's the other show with Brad Pitt in it?
That's
World War Z.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then what was the one with Tom Cruise in it?
Tom Cruise hasn't had one.
Yeah, Tom Cruise was in a movie where there was aliens or whatever.
Yeah.
What was that one?
War
of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so we've seen this, like, many times before that the freeways is not the way to go.
Right.
You know. So yeah, I would just stay to like the back cuts. It really nowhere safe.
Yeah.
If you think about it, because you stay to the neighborhood, it's chances are if you're with people, then somebody's gonna get bit. Then he gonna bite somebody else. Then there's a fight break out. They bite somebody.
Yeah.
After a while, you looking like The Walking Dead, while the zombies just walking together for miles and miles and miles.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I kind of excuse them when they did not kill Travis, because I know they're so new at that, and to actually say kill a person that's still a person is kind of crazy, even though we Walking Dead fans know you gotta kill him, because he's gonna, I'm not Travis, I'm sorry, Matt.
Matt, yeah.
Sorry, Matt, but because I knew it's like, okay, Matt's gonna turn, and then if he turns, he's gonna end up getting someone else, and it's just gonna keep multiplying.
Yeah, now his parents on their way home from Vegas.
Yeah.
They don't know what they're walking into.
At this point, I don't think his parents are gonna be making it home at this point, I would like to say. But actually, if his parents are smart, they would stay in Vegas, because it's a big desert. They need to just drive out to the desert area if they're smart and just say, we love you, son. We can't get a hold of him. We love you. At the same time, I think they should have killed Matt, but I know that it's season one. They don't know this stuff. You know, Rick Grimes wasn't going around killing people that wasn't turned yet.
Yeah.
So maybe season two, we'll see a little more of that. We'll see.
Yeah, because you saw in Walking Dead when they were in that RV, their friend got real sick, got bit. They just left him on the side of the road and kept it moving.
Yeah.
So, you know, they weren't just walking around just shooting people. Now they are.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because they know what will happen if they don't.
Oh, they're shooting real-life human beings now, because eventually, well, you saw how crazy those people were acting. Like, and that's another thing I was kind of weird about. I'm like, why are these people out in the streets doing all this nonsense? Like, this would be time to, I guess, why damage the place? This would probably be time to loot stuff, go to the Costco, go to the Walmart, and get your stuff.
Like, you mean loot?
Oh, is it loot?
I'm like, what's she talking about?
Yeah, this would be the time to loot places because...
Yeah, you were close. You were close. Yeah, we knew what you were talking about.
That's so funny.
Yeah, but it's the perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time.
You know, start stacking up on supplies. Right. But, you know, don't get stuff you don't need. Don't go get an Xbox.
Right.
That's not going to help you.
Not going to help you. A flat screen TV.
Yeah, flat screen TV, that's not going to save you.
Right.
You know, get something you need. Get some water. Get some beans. Get a lot of beans. You need a protein.
A lot of pork and beans.
Yeah, get stuff in cans that you need. Some veggies.
Some can openers.
You need can openers.
A pot, maybe.
Yeah. I mean.
Matches. Right. Some knives, sharp knives, not the knife that Tobias had.
No, leave Tobias knives. If you got those knives, go ahead and leave those in your drawer.
Yeah. Get those big steak knives.
Yeah, but it's time to loot, get stuff you need. People out there are stealing cars, or they're doing donuts and stuff. No, it's not the time for that.
Yeah.
You need to be at home planning.
Right. And that's why I was glad to see Madison stopping Alicia from going out and being that, you know, savior to the neighbor.
But you know what? That was also a sad moment, because we know that was a kid's party. Mm-hmm. So whatever happened over there is now happening to the kids, to the children.
Possibly. You can assume, because the mother did make it in the house, it looked like. But I'm assuming she was already infected by the time she made it in the house, because he had tackled her down to the ground.
Yeah.
So even if she stays in the house, she slowly gets infected, then she will turn her daughter. But I don't think kids were still at her house. I remember throughout the episode, it kept showing her call the people, and like, that person's not coming, that person's not coming. So I doubt the only person probably in her house is her kid.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
But yeah, it was a good episode.
Yeah, it was an excellent episode. I mean, I liked it.
Yeah, same here.
You know, I thought it was just a masterpiece put together. I mean, it kept us on the edge of our seats the whole time. It had the downsides, you know, the sad moments. It had that, well, I can't say it had any happy moments. Yeah,
no.
funny moments.
I mean, I guess the happy moment was that Travis was able to find his kid.
Yeah. I mean, that was a good thing.
That he's with his family.
Yeah.
Now he just needs to meet up with Madison and her kids.
You saw Travis' son was down for the cause.
Yeah, he was.
He put a little camera out. Dad, I gotta go. You know, some real shit is going on. Right, I gotta go.
Well, I think he's gonna play a bigger role. Well, once the group gets together, probably at third, maybe the fourth episode, I think we'll see our core group. You know, the people that are in the barbershop with them. I think we kind of learned their names, but I don't recall them at this point, but those people in the barbershop.
Yeah.
And I think once again, he'll meet up with Madison and them, and we'll have our core group of people. And then, of course, they'll kind of trickle in as the season goes on and trickle out.
Yeah.
But I think Madison, her kids are to stay. Travis and his kid and his wife are to stay.
Well, I mean, we hope so.
Yeah.
There's no telling.
There's no telling. Because even if IMDb says they're good for like 6 or 7 episodes, you can never trust IMDb.
Right.
But we will be back tomorrow for our recap of the full episode.
Yeah, and if you watch the episode tonight, yo, hit us up. Let us know what you think. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Yep. Send us an email. Our email is dead@theverdictsin.com. That's dead@theverdictsin.com. And check out our website for all of our other content, theverdictsin.com. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Gary.
Good night.
Good night.